The storms that went through Elkhart around midnight on Wednesday were not a tornado. The National Weather Service says heavy tree damage and power outages were likely caused by straight-line winds. A National Weather Service meteorologist says soil saturated by above-average rainfall this spring may have contributed to the trees that were uprooted by the storms. Steve Hart was working to clear branches out of his driveway and yard, but his big problem was an uprooted 100-year-old walnut tree in his backyard.
It's the power of the wind that can uproot a tree of this size with the root structure that it's got. That's so amazing. It's just, some of those roots are 6-8 inches.
Yeah.
And it just took it over like it's nothing.
Becky Dodson was outside collecting tree branches in her yard on Riverview Avenue.
We had been sitting on the back deck enjoying the weather, and then the lightning started, and then we were hearing the thunder, and then it started to rain. We came inside, and it just let loose.
Some residents reported heavy rains and hail along with the strong winds. Peggy Eppert had a tree in her yard on Parker Avenue take out the corner of her house.
And I no sooner stepped out of the bedroom and this thing came down. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it was raining out at the time, but I know the lightning had been acting up.
The heaviest damage is in a residential area east of Goshen Avenue and south of Jackson Boulevard. Dale McDowell lives in the area. He was out surveying the branch that had landed in his front yard, as well as the damage across his neighborhood.
It's an inconvenience, but nothing's damaged, so we're lucky. You know, there's a tree there down, and the neighbor over here, he's got his garage roof, has got a big tree on it. And of course, Jackson's closed, you know,
yeah,
all the way downtown, so there's a lot of people worse off.
There were street closures on Jackson, Princeton, and Greenleaf Boulevards, as well as smaller surrounding streets. As power lines and trees are cleaned up, those roads will be reopened. About 8,000 people were without power initially after the storm. I&M says power restoration will come in phases, and all customers should have power restored by 11 p.m. on Thursday. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.